Sapphire Battersea, written by Jacqueline Wilson and read by Finty Williams.
My name is Sapphire Battersea. Doesn't that sound beautiful? I write it over and over again on the covers of this private notebook. I stitch a secret SB inside the neck of my uniform. I stir a swirly SB into the soup when I'm helping the cook. I scrub a soapy SB when I'm cleaning the floor. I whisper my own name in bed at night in the freezing dormitory, and my breath rises and forms the letters in the dark. I am Sapphire Battersea. But nobody calls me by my real name, not even my dear mother. Mama chose to call me Sapphire because my eyes were so blue when I was born, but even she calls me Hetty now. I'm not Hetty. It's such a stupid name. It's just a hateful foundling label. But I hate the way they change all our names, making them up randomly. They don't even sound like real names. Hetty Feather? It's ridiculous. You could have had worse, said Mama. Just think, you could have been Grizzle Grump. Poor Grizzle is a girl in Little Eliza's year at the Foundling Hospital. Everyone calls her Gristle, and consequently she is always a grump like her name. Sapphire is so elegant, so romantic. It's a perfect name for a writer, I said, signing it in the air with a flourish. Let us hope you become one then, said Mama, a little tartly. You wait and see. I will publish my memoirs and make our fortune. Miss Smith will help me. My story will be turned into a proper book, with gold lettering and a fancy picture on the front, just like all her own Sarah Smith stories published by the Religious Tract. I'm not sure your stories would be suitable for a religious press, Hetty, said Mama, laughing. Sapphire, why won't you call me by my true name, the one you chose for me? I suppose Hetty has become a habit, dearie, said Mama, tweaking my red plait. I always call you Mama when we're alone, I said, a little hurt. Yes, but I wish you wouldn't. It's tempting fate. One slip in front of the others and we're done for, said Mama, and she pulled me close. I will never slip, Mama, I swore fervently. No one will ever find out that you are my real mother.